Evening, Abayisai. Good evening. What kind of clothing you make a brach on? What kind of clothing you make shechion on, rather? Suits. What else?
Coats.
Yeah?
Non-organic.
Non-leather. You don't make on leather. So on your leather, leather jacket.
Stomach.
Hat. Yeah. What about Steimel? Steimel, Gideon, Steimel?
What about expensive shirts?
The ones that are more like than £10 for a packet of five. That's the ones I know.
You can get made to measure.
Yeah. Yes, did you make a brach on that? Steimel. Make a brach shechion on Steimel? Macht, mach nicht.
Animal you don't make.
Haboy said, that's so interesting. Let's see. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch says as follows. We'll get to this animal thing. Shulchan Aruch says, receive gimel. Page kuf lametes. Simen reish chof gimel. Receive gimel. So we went through it, but we are in the middle of the Mishtabur, so let's quickly go to Shulchan Aruch again. Bona Bais Chodosh, you bought a new house, or Kono Kelim Chadoshim, or you bought new garments. Hafilo Yolokir Tzibayil Utchilo, even if you had the same already, or Kono Vachazav Kono, you bought and you sold and you bought again, Mevarech HaKubam Shechiyonu Mek Shechiyonu. Shulchan Aruch then says, Lav Davke Chadoshim, it doesn't have to be brand new. Hu Adil Lishonim Chadoshim Loi. If it's second hand, but it's new for you, you will still make the bracha. If you had an item, you sold that item, and then you bought it again, you won't make a bracha. Now, Yid Mishnebul goes into Kelim Chadoshim, which you've got Yud Gimel. And the first white line is the line I want to look at. Because earlier, Mishnebul says, Yud Gimel, Kelim Chadoshim, Be'mabushim, Mekleit Ashmish, V'shtir V'achilo. Whether it's garments, or vessels, food vessels, and anything like that. Himut and Vorim, Shaleif, Hodom Semach Bohem. If you're excited about it, you make the bracha. Now, in the first white line, it says as follows. Hochein, therefore. Imu Oshe Godel. If you're very wealthy, Shafilu Kelim Yikorim Chshuvim, that even expensive vessels, Ein Chshuvim Lo, are not important for him, Vein Semach Bohem, doesn't get particularly excited to get new vessels. Beroilo Veoshe Beroil, Lo Yivoch, you don't make a bracha. So it depends on a person's wealth. It depends. It's very individual. It's tailor-made. So if this item causes you happiness, whether it is clothing or whether it is a kelim, you're going to make a bracha honestly and genuinely how it is for you. So everybody agrees. Let's talk about clothing for a minute. Everybody agrees that what's called big dezer in the poskim, which literally means clothing that absorbs sweat, which the ma'aser are the clothings that are touching a person's skin, there everybody agrees you don't make shechiyonu. The poskim therefore say that even shirts, which normally will be obviously on your skin, the poskim also say they're considered, as far as this is concerned here, it's considered big dezeo and you will not make a brach on it. Shaila, however, is when it comes to more expensive clothing. Here you've got a fascinating machloikas. Mishnebura says, Oshel if you osho, and on if you. It depends on a person's wealth and a person's financial position. So, suits in the poskim is interesting. In traditional poskim, the suits are generally considered as something you make shechiyonu. And this is how roiv poskim pasken, that if you buy yourself a new suit, you're going to make a shechiyonu. When you're going to make it, we'll discuss later. Later see if Mitzshem. But poskim generally agree that on a suit you will make shechiyonu. It's quite an expensive item. More modern poskim, current generation, that's even like past the Pshlomo Zalman said no problem making a shechiyonu on a suit. Very contemporary poskim, I heard it from two contemporary poskim, Gedolim, they are more reluctant to make shechiyonu even on suits. What is the reason for it?
It's cheap suits
these days. He said, when we talk about a suit in earlier days, They used to be much more expensive. Even if they were not tailor-made, they were handmade. Even if they were on... It's not like nowadays. You go in the shop, there's rails and rails and rails, matching, mixing, and then you take one of those and one of that, and it's like... It costs a fraction of what it used to cost. The poskim, I saw some of the poskim today, they still describe what's the whole shaila. What happens when you have a suit in the olden generations? When it was worn out, what did you do? You gave it to the tailor to turn the side. To do the inside out and the outside in. And then to use it again for another few months or years or who knows what. And that was the shaila. Can you make shechion or not? I'm saying... Without going to the relevant shaila there, but just the idea of having a suit for so many years, and that was the kind of clothing that has a chshivas when you buy it, because you know the suit that you have, it's going to last you for a while. There, the poskim say that you could. So that's why some poskim nowadays actually quite reluctant. That actually, who knows as to whether you can still make a shechiyonu nowadays? Who says? Maybe that's not the simcha that we're referring to. Yeah, so that goes without saying that somebody has a tailor-made, bespoke suit made, that's not good without saying, then he can make shechiyonu. Unless he's an extremely wealthy person, and he's got 25 of those in his cupboard, and he does them every few weeks, and then again he loses chshivas, and that's just a bit, that's the way he buys suits, and then again he won't be able to make a bach. But if somebody makes it for a simcha, you know, you've got very, very important simcha in your family, and you're making you're making yourself a suit, but you go to the tailor, and you make him, then, absolutely, you can make a bracha. That's how the poskim look at it. Yeah. It's interesting that I think that the generation before us used to be more into shechiyonos than nowadays. I don't know what you were like, from when you were kids in that kind of generation. I think that nowadays people are more reluctant to make shechiyonos in the first place. I think shechiyonos, it was a common thing. I'm saying, bar mitzvah suit, as a bar mitzvah boy, he makes a shechiyonos. Nowadays, it's not so common anymore. People are more reluctant. Chosen gets a suit, he makes shechiyonu on it. It was like the normal thing. Nowadays, people are more reluctant. And I don't know if it's amaratzes or it's because people are more chosen on that shit. I'm not sure. But as a rule, generally, I think that people are more reluctant nowadays to make shechiyonu. Now, with regards to a hat and a shtaymel, it's interesting because you're referring to a seif later on about shoes. The Ramah says later that... I'm going to just mention it now, that the Ramah says later that on shoes, you don't make shechiyonu. And actually, we'll leave it for that. We'll leave it for that. It's going to be the Ramah at the end of the sim, we'll get to that. If it's made out of leather. Okay, we'll get to that, Mitzvah Shem. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah says again something which I believe is not relevant nowadays. Tell me what you think. Yesh deus, I'm second white line. Yesh deus ben achronim, however, knia sforim, when it's sforim. Sforim. Yesh deus ben achronim, im yivor chaleim. Yes, sforim, there's a machlokes with regards to purchase of sforim. There's a machlokes as to whether make shechiyonum. Mishum de mitzvahs lav lehenu isnitnu. There's a gruel that mitzvahs lav lehenu isnitnu. There's a rule that mitzvahs, when you make a mitzvah, you don't do it for your own personal benefit and enjoyment. Why do you do a mitzvah? Why do you do a mitzvah? Because Hashem commanded you. So there's no element of personal simcha in it. Mitzvahs lav lehenu isnitnu. Mitzvahs are not given for personal enjoyment. And therefore, you may enjoy it, but that's not what you're doing it for. Pardon? So the shechiyonu and talis is interesting, because shechiyonu and talis is a shaila as to whether... The Shulchan Aruch there speaks about as if he sells new baguette while it's the mitzvah. Yeah, that's a good shaila. So it could very well be that he sells the chosh of a baguette. It's expensive. How much does the talis cost? Mita atura, on atura, how much does it cost? It's cost a few pounds.
Wait,
so the mechayot mitzade imo yom mehade baze esas mehade hachazeh sefer. If you wanted that sefer, for some mech peknios, you're excited about it. The mevachim make a bracha. Shari bracha zunis kino la simcha ve la tashmesh. You're excited if you get yourself a new shas. Rabbi Yisai, somebody gets a new shas. Okay, he had a bar mitzvah shas, which is torn out, old print, old vakshal edition, and you've had it for 20 years, and it's like worn, and it's not the nice. And you buy yourself a new, the new shas, the one in the back of it, Maseres Hashas shas, beautiful print, costs I think £300 or something. There's no reason why not. Says the Chayodom. It's exciting. It's not, never mind the mitzvah element. It's an exciting new acquisition. You're proud about it. You're excited about it. There's reason to make a bracha on a new shas, or on an important sefer. Rabbi say here again, there's an element. I mean, I'm just thinking about a sefer which I've got in my house. I've got a Torah, the Torah there, which belonged to the Machne Chaim. Machne Chaim was one of the early poskim, the Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. And I've got the Yerusha. And I want to tell you something. The most fascinating part of the Machne Chaim, it's a Torah, it's like this. And that thick, it's almost that thick, and it's that long, that big. And what's the most fascinating part about it, besides the fact that it belongs to the Halle Machne Chaim, one of the foremost Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, you have over there, on top, you have the signature of the Machne Chaim. His name was Reb Chaim Sofer. It was not related to Chassam Sofer, but Reb Chaim Sofer, that was his name. Reb Chaim Fischl Sofer. And then underneath it, the signature is there, handwritten. Underneath it, literally underneath it, you've got the signature of his son, who was also Rav in Paksh. And his signature, and he writes today his name, and then Ben Machne Chaim. And then underneath it, you've got the signature of his own son. And he goes like this for literally six doiras, from father to son, from father to son, father to son. And it's fascinating because you must see how it was handed over from father to son until he ended up my great uncle who didn't have any children, and that's how it ended up in my dining room. But that's another story. But the point is that you see the value of Sfarim, that it was handed over. You see, there was, like I said, the Torah. Not everybody had a Torah. Heilige Machne Chaim had a Torah some 200 years ago. He had a Torah. And that was Yerusha. It was like they shared amongst the children. They shared various items. You know, the house was shared, and maybe this was shared. And the Torah was an item of value, and that was handed over to the Bechoyer. So we see the value of Svarim nowadays. I mean, imagine the value of Svarim nowadays. Yeah, so we just mentioned the whole shas, brand new, and that may have value. But in general, a sefer nowadays, all the poskim agree against the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Even in Mishnah Berurah's times, there was more value. All the poskim agree that nowadays, if you buy yourself a geshmak and you set the Mishnah Berurah, you buy yourself the new edition, or you buy yourself a new, I don't know what it may be, a new art scroll that really gives you a lot of pleasure, you will not be able to make a brach on it because the value of the sforim nowadays has decreased. And I think that all the poets can agree that you can't make a brach on a new sefer nowadays. Habay, so what's your feeling on it?
It's not very expensive sforim still. If you want to buy, you can buy the English translation of what's it called? Medrash Rabba or Medrash Sefer.
Yeah, so if it's a whole set, you may be right. Yeah. You're right. I think that you may argue that if it's a whole set, you buy yourself a daily dose of Torah. Yeah, you know, this whole set. You know what I mean? Oh, it's cool. It's amazing. You know what I mean? They're brilliant, yeah? Or you may have a whole new set of, a whole new set, and it costs £300, £200, and you're really excited because you really wanted that for a couple of years already, and now you said, you know what, now I'm splashing out. Then, okay, you could argue you can make a brach on it. Okay, ulai, you're talking, could be, if you're really excited about it. But I think that if you buy yourself a new siddur, a mincha ma'ariv, pocket mincha ma'ariv, goes without saying. Yeah.
How much excitement there is for a new breed?
Yeah, good question. So about the breed, that's very interesting. That's a very, very good point. Why is it that nowadays, what about a new piece? What's the whole story about the pri? That when we know that on a pri you make shechion, right? To be shvat already made, and during the year I'm saying you make a shech. So there it's different. That's actually a different type of shechionu. There's a shechionu that you make on a yom tov. What if somebody's not excited about Rosh Hashanah? He's not particularly excited about Pesach. The matzah makes him freeze. Oh, I don't know. He has a problem with aluminium. I don't know what it may be. So he can still make shechionu. Goes without saying, he can make shechionu on the yom tov. Why? You may not be excited. The answer is because this is takana, that on a Yom Tov you make Shechionu, and it's not relevant at all what you feel about it, because you should feel, of course, very excited, but even if you don't, tough luck, you make Shechionu. That's in terms of Shechionu Yom Tov. Then there is also another type of Shechionu, and that's a Shechionu on something which Miguel is man, Peres, which is something which is actually quite close. It's Peres is just, even if you don't like particularly kiwis, you don't particularly like kiwis, but it's something that is out of season, and now again it comes, you may make a shechionu even if you don't particularly like it. Because it's a seasonal fruit, you make shechionu on it, even if you're not excited. And that is a slightly different shechionu than the shechionu we're seeing over here. Yeah.
So,
the Shulchan Aruch here taught us that it has to be new for you, even if it's secondhand.
Because if it's something that, say,
great sentimental value, something passed down.
Yeah, you could make shechianu, absolutely.
Watch, which say anyone else has not much value, but a watch should be handed down by a grandfather.
Yeah, absolutely. So talking about that, I got hold recently of an antique sefer. It's about my pet hobbies, like, you know. So I got hold of this huge machza. Did I mention it here? Yeah. Did I mention it? This huge machza, which is 130 years old, and it's fascinating. And it was used in the shul where my zayde was off. And you still have the fascinating part is the wax falling onto the pages. I said it was pre-electricity days. So, and it's fascinating. So that was very, when I got hold of it, I managed somehow to obtain it. So I was super excited to make shechion on it because it was very special. Very special. The machza was used for hundreds of years, literally, not hundreds of years, but yeah, well, probably 100 years. It was used in a shul. How many choshev tefillos were there? You know, what heilig yidden, machza le'rosh hashanah yom kippur. You know, I mean, what a special. So that I was super excited to make shechion. I didn't actually. I didn't know. It was very old. But I didn't make shechion. Wasn't sure about it. But in hindsight, maybe it would have been justified to make. It doesn't make a difference if it's young, if it's new or old, as long as it's new for you. Okay, now, when are you meant to make that shechionu? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot Tezvav, bottom line, shechionu v'izor levorach techef. You're meant to make the bracha shechionu immediately. Koidim shizragel, before you get used to the item, v'istalik asimcha memenu, and you're not excited anymore about it. When the simcha, like, you know, you should make it when you're still excited. You know, when a person buys a house or makes an extension, generally the meaning is when you put the mezuzah up, that's when you make the bracha. If you make an extension, you build a loft, you make a new room, a new extension, you put the mezuzah up. After making the bracha and the mezuzah, you make shechionu. You know, that's generally the meaning. Rabbi said, talking about houses, he says, Kono, Bono buys chodosh, building a new house. Rabbi said, what happens if you have a mortgage? If you are ganz balabatish, you don't need a mortgage, very nice. You can make, yeah, that's ganz fine. You have $500,000 on the house and you buy, yeah, we cannot appreciate, you make Sheikh Yunu. What happens though, that if I have a £500,000 house, the mortgage, to be perfectly honest, was like over 400. Yeah? So there, I'm saying you've got, the truth is, I mean, counting, you own 10%, 20% of the house, to be perfectly honest. Yeah? So it's mortgage, pardon? Yeah, but the question is, it's mortgaged. Mortgaged means that really it's not. Well, I don't know how legally it works. Legally, no, it's still yours. You own it, but at the end of the day, it can be repossessed. You know, all the mortgage things, it always says in the bottom in bold red things that it can be repossessed if you pay a day late. So the shaila is, does it make a difference the fact that. You own an insurance with the bank. Good. So therefore, consequently, shechionu, you can make shechionu.
Yeah.
So, because it's, is it?
You can make it on a hat, or you can make it on a, you know, clothing.
Because it's yours. That, the suit that you bought, you don't owe anybody anything. It's your £100 you put down and it's yours. Finish. You don't owe anybody. You've paid it. Here, you have, all you've got somehow is you've got a mortgage. So you owe the bank hundreds of thousands of pounds, let's be honest. So, okay, I know it's going to gain value, in Edgeway especially, I know that. But at the end of the day, can you make a buck on it? Yes? Mortgage affects?
Still make a
buck, huh?
It's on your name.
It's under your name?
Yes, but the bank has got a charge on it.
You've got a place to sleep. No, that's not a svara, because it's gone to the bridge. I'm saying, saying if you go to a hotel, a 5-star hotel, and you sleep there for 2 nights, yeah, you don't make a bracha because it's not yours, right? Why? You can't just make a bracha because of your feeling. You can only make the bracha if it's a feeling, if it's acquired, if it's yours. So you'd say that you'd make a Torah Meitiv. What you're saying, according to Rabbi Osler, even if it's a person himself, I mean, let's just remind ourselves, right? If you've got wife and family, you're not going to make shechiyon anyway. You can make a teva meitiv, as Rabbi Alocha says. But I'm saying, even if it is, so even if she said that, you could either way you make a teva meitiv because you share it with the bank.
Not getting the benefit from the house, you're getting the benefit from the interest.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sai, I want to tell you that the Maisa, the poise came on Mekel, and they say that yes, you do make Shechionu Atoiva Meitiv on a house, even though you've got a heavy mortgage on it. As long as, poise came to say, if you've got a reasonable way of, if Alechatev is going to pay it back. If you have the ways of paying back, and you have a genuine mortgage deal, and it's not unlikely to be repossessed if everything goes Alechatev, then you're allowed to make a bracha. No, yeah, I know. But if as now, as you're buying it now, you have a mortgage deal, which is a genuine mortgage deal, and you are the chateva going to pay it back, and it's not going to be possessed the chateva, unless, of course, person loses a job, this tragedy, whatever. But on the chateva, it's going to be paid back. You can make a bracha according to the majority of the poskim. By the way, before we move on, it's interesting that some poskim are based on the Rebnosen Gestetten, as an interesting svara. Based on some sofa in Doshes, says that you can't make a bracha if it's a house in Chutz La'aretz. Interesting. So Chutz La'aretz, what do you mean? You shouldn't be living here in the first place. Why not in Yerushalayim? Why not? It's not Semcha, it's Kolos. But the Maaseh Poskim don't pass on that, and the minhag is to, yes, you make Tov HaMeitiv on your house, even in Chutz La'aretz. But it's interesting that Rebnosen Gestetten says you shouldn't make a bracha. Yeah.
Why do you call it a kula, not a kumra?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, I suppose it looks. Depends how you look at it. Yeah, I was coming from the perspective of making the bracha, but yeah.
In Israel, because I was told, and it might be wrong, that in Israel a lot of the land is actually owned by the church in Israel.
Yeah.
So eventually they will get possibly. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't know how it works either. Yeah, but if it's unlikely that.
Is it possible that they could come?
Yeah, I'm saying, if under normal circumstances the house is going to be yours and you can live in it, then you can make a bracha. I mean, yeah. Okay, we are ready to continue. Rabbi Sai, we are in Siv Dalet. Peshas HaKinyin, Yesh LaLevorech. If you make a Kinyin, Yesh LaLevorech, when you actually acquire it, you make the bracha, Afo Peshadan Nishtamash Bohem, although you didn't actually use it yet. So whether it's clothing, whether it's a vessel, whatever the item may be, you make the bracha when you acquire it. When you acquire it, even if you're not using it yet, Shein HaBracha, because the bracha is only, Helal Simcha Zalev, on the enjoyment, the simcha, the happiness, the joy in your heart, Chu Samech Bekniyoson. The Ribbono Shel Olam created us in a way that we have a sensation of happiness by acquiring physical items. I don't know why it is like that. But that's how, I'm sure the Ramaral speaks somewhere about it. But we get excited when we acquire things. True or not true? We get excited.
But when you have a stooge, you have to have it shutless tested because you're not going to wear it.
Yeah, it's good. That's very good. Very true. It's very true. So that's what we're learning over here. Mamash what Shulchan Aruch says. So you buy it when you buy. You make the bracha when you buy it. Fekshil b'shem. When you wear it, mevorech shmal b'sharumim. You make the bracha mal b'sharumim when you wear it. So, when it comes to clothing, you make two brachas, says Shulchan Aruch. One bracha, when you're buying yourself that expensive suit, when you buy it, you've paid for it, you take it home, you take it out of the bag, you make the bracha of Shechionu, you're excited about it, you make Shechionu. You then give it to the sharpness, and you're going to have a sharpness, that's the first time you wear it, you're going to make the bracha of Mal B'Sharumim. Mal B'Sharumim is also one of those very unfortunate brachas, which nowadays people don't tend to make so much anymore. I imagine it comes from the fact that Mal B'Sharumim is... you only make on expensive clothes, so I suppose on anything which is big desire, again, you don't make a bracha. Plus, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishneh Berurah says that Mal B'Sharumim, Hainu Kodim Shechion, Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Yudches, Hachanim Loi B'Sharbeget Shachiz, if the first time you wear the clothing, it's during, in the morning, Yochalot Tzviyekesh Mal B'Sharumim, Shavach B'Shach Shacha. He said, yes, you do need to make a bracha of Mal B'Sharumim. You make a bracha Mal B'Sharumim when you wear. But if you happen to wear for the first time that piece of clothing in the morning, then what happens? You make a bracha Mal B'Sharumim anyway in 5 minutes when you make a bracha Mal B'Sharumim. Have in mind the new suit, and that's probably the minhag. But there is no minhag, I don't think, I don't think that it's an established meaning not to make a bracha malbish harumim. I don't think so. Everybody agrees, you make malbish harumim. If you've got an expensive cloth that you make shachiyano on, really, you should make, there's no reason why not. You make malbish harumim as well. Okay, 1 minute. Yeah. You make malbish harumim on a piece of clothing. If you make shachiyano, you make malbish harumim. However, it seems to be that some yidden have forgotten this halach because when you wear it in the morning, first thing, it's included in the malbish harumim when you make a bracha, when you during Birkas HaShachar. Talking about shatnas, this really leads us to Sifkot Yud Zayin. Interesting shayla. B'shar Sakinim. So Mishnah Berurah says, when you make shechiyono, Rabbi Sai, when you buy it. For dafkim kono beged sheroy delof shetechev. This only if you can wear it straight away. Havarim kono shum davar she'enu roy delof shoy. But if you can't wear it yet, you can't actually utilize the item yet. It's not ready yet. Rak only. So to give it to a skilled tradesman to sort it out, such as a tailor. Yeah. Do not make shechiyonu yet. Ad shel b'shabeget only when you wear it. When you can use the keli. Again, normally you make shechiyonu straight away, and you make malbish harumim when you wear it. Shechiyonu acquisition, malbish harumim when you wear it. True or not true? What happens if you can't wear it straight away because you need still the tailor still needs to make the
alterations?
Then he says you can't make shechiyonu straight away. You can't make shechiyonu. You're not excited yet. Can't wear it yet. So what do? You give it in, you don't make a bracha, you give it in to the, and when you get it back, all sorted, you make two brachas when you wear it the first time. Oh, now that's a good shaila. What about shatnas? Shatnas. So, what do you think about it? You can't wear it yet. You can't wear it yet. So, one could argue that I can't wear it yet. It's no different than giving it into a tailor for alterations. One could argue. And if you can't make a bracha yet, you're only going to make a bracha when you wear it. And that's what many people do. Taka, there's definitely some people that are not going to make a bracha before shatnas because they can't wear it. Others disagree. And they say that it's not mamash like the alterations. Why is it different? The truth is... Exactly. It's not. There's nothing really intrinsically wrong with the baguette. You need to be checked. So check it up, and then it's going to be fine. But it's not something that is really intrinsically... When it needs to go to the alterations, that pshat is that you can't really wear it. It's not wearable yet. It's too long, it's too short, it's too wide, it's too narrow, it's too this, it's too that. It's not ready for wear. It's not fit for wearing yet. You can't make a brach on that yet. It's not fit for wearing. When it comes to shatness, one could argue that it is fit for wearing. It's just that it needs to be shatness checked. There's nothing wrong with the clothing.
It's not fit for shatnas.
It's fit for shatnas, but it's shatnas check. So here, one could definitely argue both ways. You're right. There's definitely two ways of looking at it. So either way, whatever you do, you may be right. You may want to make shechiyonu straight away, give it to shatnas, wear it the first time, make malbish harumim. It's acceptable practice. Or if you prefer, you don't make shechiyonu straight away. You're going to give it in for shatnas, and when you wear it the first time, you make two brachas. Either way, remember to make malbish harumim, unless you have it in mind. During Birkas HaShachar, Rabbi said the halachos we covered tonight. We spoke about the importance of the value of the clothing. We spoke about contemporary poskim, how masupik is to which clothing are nowadays are included. We spoke about the halacha that shechiyonu should be said immediately. We again spoke about the difference between tovametiv and shechiyonu, who is actually going to enjoy it. We spoke about the fact that you make also malbish harumim, and we mentioned that it can maybe include Birkas HaShachar. We mentioned that you can only make shechiyonu when it's fit for wear, fit for usage. Rabbi said that's true also with any, you buy yourself a washing machine, Rabbi said. A dishwasher, do you make a bracha on that? Dishwasher, washing machine? White goods, you make a bracha on it? Yeah, you do. You do! How much do they cost? They cost a fortune. How much washing machine, Rabbi Sai? How much? They cost a fortune, yeah? Yeah, how much do they cost? Hundreds, yeah? You could make a bracha on that. What bracha do you make? Hatu meit, you have any benefits from it. So when you don't make a bracha when it's, you don't make a bracha when it's delivered, you make a bracha when you're using it the first time. Yeah, after the plumbing, because before that, unless you're a DIY kind of person, yeah? Okay, good evening, Abba Yisai.